This is ensemble member James Vincent Meredith, and you're listening to the Steppenwolf Theatre Company podcast.
I'm David New, Associate Artistic Director at Steppenwolf Theatre Company, and I'm speaking today with Steppenwolf's Director of New Play Development, Ed Sobel, about the fourth annual First Look Repertory of New Work. Hey, Ed.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Maybe we could just start out with, you know, assuming that some of our listeners might not have any information about First Look, either the Repertory of New Work or First Look 101, maybe we could just start out with an overview of First Look Repertory of New Work.
Well, as you said, David, this is now the fourth season in which we've run First Look. We started the program initially to provide a developmental opportunity for writers that culminated in production rather than in a reading or workshop presentation. We take three plays. They undergo a four-week rehearsal and workshop process. It culminates as full production in our garage space in front of a live audience. Each play gets 9 performances over 3 weeks. Developmental work continues both during the rehearsal process and up through the second week of performances. The intent was to provide a developmental opportunity for writers that had a production component. In talking with writers over some time, we realized that there were a lot of developmental opportunities for people, and there were certainly some production opportunities for playwrights, but a niche that was not being filled was this kind of developmental process where work could really be focused on developing the play, but rather than it being in a kind of developmental limbo and never seeing the light of day, we wanted to provide a kind of production opportunity at the end. And so that's really how the program got started. Once that process was going, we also added this component that you referred to called the First Look 101. And that initially started with a group of just 30 people whom we specifically invited to become part of the process. Because of the demand and the success of that part of the program, we've increased it to 101 people every year. That essentially allows members of the general public. We send out an email blast to our email list at the beginning of the process and say the first 101 people who want to sign up for this experience will get access to it. And that group of people attends what previously had been held private by Steppenwolf and by the production teams now becomes a bit more public. So that group of people attends a reading of the play. They attend the first day of rehearsal. They attend an open rehearsal day. They attend technical rehearsal, and then they see the play in performance. What is kind of unique about it is that rather than staging events for this group of people, you know, we do that with some frequency. For example, there may be a group of donors that we want to expose to the work in a certain way. But this group, actually, all we're doing is sort of giving them access to what we actually do. So if director and playwright are working on the same 5 pages, for 2 hours with the actors, that's what they see. The point was to give a kind of transparency to what we actually do, to let people see the kind of investment that it takes both to develop a new play and to actually present one in production.
So those events, again, moving from the first reading of the play, then it goes into a first rehearsal.
The first day of rehearsal, right.
And then an open rehearsal sort of mid-rehearsal process.
Right. Well, since we're doing it for 3 plays at the same time, you can actually see a rehearsal at the beginning of the rehearsal process, then one more towards the middle, and then one more toward the end.
The standard model, right, is that a development process ends in a kind of a reading for a sort of targeted group of people, whether that's internal to the theater or potential producers or interested theaters, but not in a sort of full production.
Correct. And that led to a number of, there were a number of consequences to that being the primary way in which we develop plays. First is that, you know, plays could often go through a process like that and then not see full production. And as you know, as a practitioner, you really can't tell what a play has on offer until you get it up in front of an audience. Elements of a play will function differently if they're being presented in full production or if they're being presented in that kind of reading format. And I think we found that there was a trend of plays that, you know, sort of presented well in a reading format because that's what they had been geared to do, as opposed to presenting well in production, which is really what their ultimate goal is.
So what, since you choose the 3 plays for the festival each year, what distinguishes this type of script that goes into this process from scripts that we might choose to put in our subscription series?
Right. Well, we draw from the same pool. We receive about 500 new plays every year that are either sent to us by agents of the writers they represent or by professional recommendations. We also receive in approximately 800 10-page samples from any writer literally in the world, and we get sample scripts, sample pages from everywhere, literally from Kenya to Idaho. so we narrow those down and end up reading about 500 new plays. Part of the task when we're looking at both the subscription season and at First Look is, you know, trying to judge where the play is in terms of its trajectory. Is this an early draft of a play? Is this a late draft that doesn't need much work? And, part of the, science or fine art of what we do in the literary office is trying to make that determination about where is this, what is the readiness of this script for production. And for First Look, particularly, we try to find plays that generally have had some development already, because this really is, I would say, the penultimate step into having a full production. And we don't want to push the pressures of production on a draft of a play before it's ready. But we also want to find a play that is going to benefit from the time and resources that we can give it when it's being developed. So it's trying to find that sort of middle ground of a play that is almost ready, but not quite.
Yeah.
It's interesting because this year, for the first time, we were sent a play by a writer, I didn't realize that it was actually really the first draft, that he had not had a reading of the play, had not heard it out loud, really. In that particular case, it was sufficiently far along that we actually slotted it for First Look. So that piece this year is on a bit of an accelerated track. But by contrast, another one of the plays this year, the writer I know has been working on it for at least 3 years. And I have read, sort of consecutive drafts during all of that time, and I know the piece was workshopped elsewhere prior to coming to First Look. But the challenge is sort of judging, is this play right at that point where it's going to be most helped by being in a process that offers the kind of intensive work and some of the production pressures that that First Look requires?
Yeah. And enough there already in the script that it's ready to enter that process.
Exactly right.
So can you just tell us about the three plays this year? Just a little bit about maybe the playwright and
right.
about the story of the play.
Yes. No, and I'm happy to say, this has been quite a year for Chicago theater in general and for new plays and for Steppenwolf and new plays particularly. Our season started with When the Messenger is Hot being produced off-Broadway. That was a play that was developed in last year's First Look and transferred then to 59 East 59th Street. And then our season is concluding with Superior Donuts, another new play, following three other new plays in our subscription season. So it's been quite a year for new plays at Steppenwolf, and particularly by Chicago writers. And I'm particularly pleased this year that we have three Chicago writers represented in First Look. Sarah Gubbins is someone who has been, in a way, part of the Steppenwolf family for almost a decade. Sarah was a dramaturg and then shifted career slightly to become a playwright, has just finished the MFA screenwriting and playwriting program at Northwestern. Her play is called Fair Use, and it's set in a law firm. It's a romantic comedy set in a law firm. I guess lawyers are allowed to have affairs of the heart. It involves some of the complications both romantically and interpersonally, and also dealing with a particular case of intellectual property that comes up for this law firm. It's, I think, a very witty, clever piece, I'm just very pleased to have Sarah coming in to part of the mix. She's been a dramaturg in First Look for the first 3 years, and now she's coming back to us as a playwright. That's directed by Meredith McDonough. Meredith is a young director based out of New York, She's a graduate of the UCSD directing program. I knew her actually as an undergraduate at Northwestern when I was a graduate student there. In fact, that show has a whole lot of purple running through it because Sarah is a Northwestern undergrad and graduate student. Meredith went to undergrad there, and a number of the cast also were students at Northwestern. So it's testament, I think, to the long-standing nature of some of those relationships, and that plays very much into the ensemble principle that the theater is founded upon, that those kind of repeating relationships are a big part of the aesthetic here. And, and in this case, with First Look, we have a group of people who have known each other to one degree or another for over 10 years. The second play, Keith Huff, Pursued by Happiness. Keith is also a Chicago-based writer. He had a production recently of a play called The Steady Rain, which after a kind of smash hit at Chicago Dramatists, then transferred to the Royal George across the street from us for a commercial run. This is the play immediately following that. It also has some of the trappings of a romantic comedy. It's about two scientists who coincidentally meet and begin to think that they may be in love, but of course that hypothesis would need to be tested. So the scientists set off to do so.
Yeah.
The third play is called Perfect Mendacity. That's by Jason Wells. Jason is a writer who's had a play in First Look previously. In our first season of First Look, he wrote a play that we presented called Men of Tortuga. This play, Perfect Mendacity, I think for people who liked Men of Tortuga, this play has some of the same delightful, sort of darkly comic moments. It's about a man who is trying to pass a lie detector test. And so he goes to an expert to get him to find ways to fool the test. Needless to say, because it's a Jason Wells play, there's all kinds of conspiracy and dark motives involved for everybody. But it's a really very funny, dark comedy, really about the truth and what is the truth.
Yeah, I just think it's a great lineup. I think our audiences are really going to enjoy them this summer. You know, First Look's, I mean, it's become part of the theater's mission to expand the American canon of plays, and has actually proven to be successful in that way, because some of these plays have gone on to have productions at other theaters.
That's right. And, in fact, again, that was, one of the main artistic engines behind the program was to say, part of our mission should be to make sure that plays have a future life beyond a single production. So we don't claim the world premieres for the plays that are in First Look. That allows for other theaters, if they wish, to claim them. Or if the writer wants to say that their play premiered at Steppenwolf, if they feel that's going to be helpful to ensuring a future life for the project, then they can do that. But we've had, a startlingly exciting track record now, given that the program is really only entering its fourth year. Six of the nine plays that we've presented in First Look have gone on to have other productions. And those include 100 Saints You Should Know at Playwrights Horizons, The Butcher of Baraboo. Marissa Weggers, and a local playwright, had its premiere at Second Stage Off-Broadway in New York. Our own transfer of When the Messenger is Hot. Jason Wells' first play, Men of Tortuga, as I mentioned, has had a production at the Oslo Theater. So these plays are getting productions at major theaters across the country. And as I said, that goes back to the purpose of what we're trying to do, is develop these works so that they have a production opportunity, which also then we hope will provide a platform for them to have a future life.
Fantastic. Ed, thanks. It's been
Thank
fantastic.
Thank you, David. Always fun to talk with you.
Excellent. You can find out more information about First Look repertory of new work at www.steppenwolf.org.
AT&T is the sponsor of online content at steppenwolf.org.